Without the West Town PNC, West Dayton could be considered a banking desert, meaning from some spots, you have to travel miles to get to a bank. At the crowded meeting Monday, David Greer with the Northwest Priority Board called the departure of banks redlining.
It is a form of discrimination, and this is something that we have fought as a people long and hard for decades against.
Advocates say the scarcity of financial services in the mostly black area leaves people vulnerable to predatory lenders and pricey check cashers, and it makes economic development more difficult. PNC says it closed its doors in West Dayton due to a rise in digital banking. It's shuttering 200 branches this year, but it won't say how it chose which branches. Peg Myrtle is with PNC.
While bricks and mortar are important, that's not all a bank is to a community. And we do invest in Dayton, we do invest in West Dayton, and we will continue to do so.
One audience member thanked PNC for funding a preschool program. But West Dayton resident Julia Capers thinks investing in kids is not enough when businesses don't stay in the community.
When they grow up and go to college, they leave Dayton because the opportunities here is so small. And every business that leaves is another nail that's in that coffin.
The federal regulators who convene the meeting say they can't prevent a bank branch closing, but they can encourage other banks to fill in the gap. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.